Hello?
Hello?
Are they in there?
I'm not sure. Try knocking again.
Okay. I know they're in there. They didn't show up for work, and they're not at their parents' house.
Don't you still have a key to their apartment?
Yeah, but I didn't want to have to use it.
Why not?
I don't know. Invasion of privacy?
Life or death situation, Bella. We can apologize for invading once we know they're safe.
Fine.
Hello?
I know you're home.
Ugh, the place looks abandoned. Where are they?
Let's check their room.
There they are.
Hey, we've been looking all over for you. We're worried about you.
Yeah, you scared us.
Are you okay?
Yeah, well, what's wrong? You haven't been answering any of our calls.
Or our texts, or Snapchats, or tweets, or emails. I was considering faxing you an Are You Okay message, but I could not for the life of me figure out how to do it.
Okay, Bella. Let's not overwhelm them.
Okay, fine. But seriously, are you okay? What's going on?
It's not nothing.
Yeah, please talk to us. We care about you.
All that was going on, and you didn't reach out to us?
What? You could never bother us.
Yeah, what do you mean? We've been friends since we were, like, in second grade.
We'll always be there for you.
Through thick and thin.
We've stuck with each other through it all. Varum's parents' divorce. When I broke my arm. When my dog died. And we're still here for you, even if we have things going on.
No. Please don't ever feel that your problems have any less value over ours.
Yeah. You're important to us. We care about you. We're your friends, and we want what's best for you, even if you need some support from us sometimes.
It's okay to have bad days, even if it's a series of bad days.
Just make sure that you don't stay there. Work on bringing yourself back up, even if it's just getting out of bed in the morning. That's still a step in the right direction.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a big life-changing achievement. Just something as small as waking up is still something to be proud of.
Yeah. We love you how you are. You don't have to be perfect to be worthy of our friendship.
We understand how you're feeling. We really do. So, we want to help you, because we know this feeling absolutely sucks.
Exactly. We promised in second grade to always be there for each other. We signed a blood oath in peanut butter. But still as serious as an oath done in real blood. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, so we'll never leave your side. Or, God forbid, the peanut butter gods will come after us. Yes, really. We are going to be your friends forever, and nothing is ever going to change that.
Listen, what if we sat down, watched some Netflix, and kept you company all night?
Yeah, we can watch that anime that you've been telling us so much about. The one with the weird, punchy ghost guys. Okay, yeah, stands, whatever they're called.
I can tell you seem to be feeling a little bit better. Let's grab some snacks and settle down on the couch, okay? We love you.
Yes, we do.
So much, bestie.
Hey, bestie is my word.
You can't own a word.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Wanna bet?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Hey Siri, can you own a word?
Ha, see, it says here, you can copyright a word, but you cannot own a word. You can stop companies from making money off your word, but you can't own it. And you can't copyright a word that everyone uses in everyday life. Like, you can't copyright or and or but.